You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
So we're here, we're rocking the world, we're having a great time, we're talking about real estate tips with the real estate tipster herself, Beth Azor. That's Wanda riding the show back in the background. We've got Victoria here, Victoria Rogers, in the second half of the show. We're going to talk about the night, New Work, Miami. It's awesome. It's art. It's in our community, and it's going to be great. But Beth, so tell me a little bit more. What do you tell a young person on their first day when they come to the office?
So can you read my shirt? I'm giving you permission to look at my shirt.
Don't say no for the prospect. Oh, that is so true.
Right?
You never know what the other person's thinking. Let them tell you.
And for students and for newbies, don't say no. Don't say no for the prospect. So don't be afraid to call a prospective employer. Don't be afraid to call a prospective tenant. Don't be afraid to call a prospective bank for financing unless you go through Jim to get cash. Don't be afraid. And I think that our world is, people are afraid of rejection. And so what? What? They're just going to say no? Move on.
Fear is poisonous. Fear is poison. We had that lady on. She wrote a book about it. Fear is poison. So you got to just get out of fear. Oh, there's this great thing on HBO where Jerry Seinfeld interviews all these people over 90. Did you see that one?
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. But if you watch to the end, that's the real clincher for me. Because then they say, Jerry, how about you? And Jerry goes, well, you know, when I'm lying in bed, I'm really uncomfortable. But when I get out of bed and I put my foot on the ground and I go, I become Jerry Seinfeld. And it's true. Until you get out of bed, all the little demons are able to attack you. But when you get out of bed, you rise up and you make it happen. Correct?
Absolutely. Setting goals. No, I tell them to set goals too.
Yes.
Set goals.
And write them down.
You have to write them down. You have to write them down.
Yes. Now, my mom says that the most important thing to know about real estate is activity. And she's right.
Pipeline.
That's right. Unless you're knocking on doors, calling people. And you know, I sat in on your leasing thing once at the ICS, actually twice. It's just amazing. Let's pretend we're sitting at the round table.
Okay.
Okay, it's the round table.
Yep.
I've just been hired by a person that owns a 75,000 square foot shopping center that's shadow anchored, which means it's next to a Walmart, and I have a vacancy. What should I do?
Well, for sure you want to canvas, but let's talk about something new and crazy out there. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Facebook.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, I found a kidney on Facebook. You mean I can find a tenant on Facebook?
Yeah. Facebook. Like that, Facebook.
Duh.
So you identify the three. Let's say you just say, I want a furniture store, a leather furniture store. You think that would fit the demographics of your property. You look up furniture stores in Miami.
Or I become a Russian hacker.
Yes, exactly.
I make the whole thing. You can go in there on buttons.
Right.
No, I'm not going to be a hacker. But the point is that you go in there and you can geo. It's like geotagging or something.
Well, this is different. You can do that too. But you can private message the furniture guy. So you see if the leather furniture store has a Facebook page. They say they do. You look them up. It says send message. You DM them. You send them a private message and you say, hey, I own shopping centers. Do you want more locations? Guess what? Guess what, Jim?
They say yes.
Well, guess why they do?
Because they're talking to you.
Because they're not the gatekeeper.
Because you asked.
Because you asked. You weren't afraid. You didn't say no for the prospect. And because they're not the gatekeeper. They're the owners monitoring the Facebook pages, not the gatekeepers. So you do go canvas, and when you leave the store, you say, hey, I was just in your store. I own shopping centers, or I represent shopping centers.
I love the way your place looked. I've got a bunch of space available. Would you like to join my team?
There you go.
Oh, I love it.
Absolutely. And
maybe I should lease space.
When we, in the olden days, a year ago, we used to send email blasts. And, you know, you were just talking about opening up your email.
I call it watering the lawn.
You get 300 emails. Those store owners look at that and they don't open all of them. When they go to their Facebook page to see what their customers are saying, there's this little circle on the top right-hand corner and there's a one.
Yes, and they want to know who that person is.
They do.
You're darn tootin' they are. And oh, this is great.
And what do we know about store owners?
I'm too old. This is great.
Isn't
stuff.
It fun?
This is great.
What do we know about store owners that when they open their first one and they want their American dream, they want to do what with that American dream? They want to open more. And we are the people to help them do that.
Oh, this is great. You're helping them achieve their goals.
And their American dream.
Oh, my gosh. And what are you making the discussion about? It's all about
them.
Oh, this is great stuff.
So
where's Bruce? Bruce, call in Bruce.
He's listening.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
That's the hottest, the thing that's happening.
That is amazing.
So
that is terrific.
Cool.
And every young person can lock on to that, and they don't have to be an outside person, because that's a big issue. A lot of people don't like to be outside. This is a great way for the new person.
The problem is Facebook cuts you out after doing 12. So you can do 10 to 12 a day. But that's, 50 to 60 a week. And then you canvas and cold call the rest of the time.
And you can also only tag 99 people in the three times.
Oh, good news. I didn't know that.
So we're I guess people need to come and talk to us at our social media secret meetings is what they need to do. So Beth, so now that that's a great trick. Give me more. This is great. I'm just going to listen.
Well, we're also doing Facebook ads. So for $20
very effective. That's how I found the kidney was Facebook ads.
Yeah. There you go. Facebook ads. You can do as little as $10, $20. You target the use. Again, the use you want.
I spent $17,000.
Oh. Well,
millions of people saw.
But the value you got in return.
Well, God saw.
The return, God the saw. ROI.
My wife.
Right?
My wife is alive. She's just the most amazing thing in the world. So all this does work, people. So keep listening. You're on.
Yeah. So ads work.
Yeah.
Whether you need a prospect or you need a kidney.
That's correct. Now, let's say I'm looking for a prospect. What are some of the things that I might put into my ad?
So
I own 85,000 square feet on University Boulevard. Is it Boulevard up there?
Drive.
Okay. Well, see, I haven't been up in Broward
something
in a while.
Like that. Yeah.
And over by Sample Road. Oh my God! I just outed six of my clients. but okay, there's lots of shopping centers up there. There's lots of people that want to be in there. So what do I put in an ad for something up in Coral Springs?
Well, remember, it's all about them.
Right.
So you're going to pick the use.
Okay.
So let's say you want to target a barber and you want to tell them in the ad that we're nearby maybe a community college.
Oh, that's perfect. Or public service. But there you're by City Hall.
Absolutely.
So you get them all.
So you want to focus on the prospect and their customers.
That is terrific. Oh, I would even maybe you could like do a video of the street with the cars going by or
pulling into.
Oh, I should be on this.
Oh, boy.
Pulling into the parking lot. I should be a leasing agent. I'm pretty good. I am actually doing some leasing right now, but that's off the record.
Okay. Well, don't tell anybody.
I just did, I think.
The stats on the Facebook DMs, for every 10 we send out, 3 people, 33% respond, and one of the 3 says they're interested and they want to see the space.
Yeah, that's like the how to find your dream job. Send me 10 ideas, I'll drop 5, I'll put in 3 more, and I'll know 8, and I'll send the 8, and 2 will say yes, and 1 will say yes.
Exactly.
It's a numbers game.
And you don't say no for the prospect.
That's right. It's a numbers game.
Keeping your stats is very important.
Ooh, tell me more about that.
How many people did you target? How many people did you cold call? How many people did you canvas?
She's
and how
fabulous.
Many people said yes, and then how many people you showed space to and how many deals you got. And you keep track of that weekly, monthly, and then every 3
fabulous.
Months. Because, I think it was Peters, I can't remember the guy. He said, what you don't measure, you can't improve what you don't measure.
I'm going to tell you why it makes sense in real estate. Because you get so much no and so much static and so much back talk from yourself that you need to make sure you're doing the blocking and tackling. Because Mom, I know you're listening. If you do the activity, it will work. I'll give a great example. Another example. So I'm going up to Miami Lakes for a meeting. I never go to Miami Lakes for a meeting, but I decide I'm going. And there's a second guy wants to meet. The first guy cancels, so I go to meet the second guy. This first guy says, oh, I finished what I was doing. Can you meet now? Rather than being pissy, I say, sure, if you're still up to meet, I'm going to meet. The guy gave me 4 leads.
Oh, my God.
4 leads. Only one person. He only gave me call this guy. But when I called that guy from my past, 4 leads came out of it. 4. How many, Jack?
I think that was 4.
Thank you. So the reality is it's all about activity. Now, Beth, you're already coming back. You're going to come back after the ICSE.
Awesome.
I want you to bring one of your people. I want you to do some videos. I want you to rock the world, and then I want you to bring it back, and we're going to tell everybody how to do it. But before you go, you have a chance to leave everybody with one last thought. What is it?
Don't say no for the prospect tomorrow morning or right now. Make the call you're afraid to make. Just make that call. You've been thinking, I should call that person, but you haven't called. Why haven't you called? Make the call.
Fear is poison. Listen to this woman. Great show. I want your picture over here so I can post it with that shirt. Wanda, take it away. I'm going to go along with this picture, so play some good music for a minute.
Around. I get a fever that's so hard, baby, fever. When you kiss me